hello in your ears. It's a Monday or wherever you're listening to this. I just hope your earbuds are clean because I hate, it's such an ick for me.
I'm going to book myself in. This is so off topic what we're about to talk about. What happened is, no, it's like that, but there's this new thing that they like, they vacuum it out. It's meant to be good. Anyway, I can't wait for this episode. Mm. Renee, you reveal whether you would actually get married or not. I'm going to say one thing. I think you're changing in 2024.
What?
That's it.
I want to know if marriage is changing in 2024. Is it still it? I think we're living in such an alternative relationship society where people don't need marriage in the way they did. But in this, we unpack our thoughts. And yeah, I was surprised at what I had to say in this too.
Personal experience as well. You know, I'm planning a wedding.
It's your married. You're getting married this year.
Is it exciting though, or am I wanting to put it off?
And did Josiah invite me to the wedding?
Oh, yeah. Hello and welcome to In the Middle of the Podcast with Josiah and Renee.
This is a podcast exploring, well, the fact that we all have very different opinions, not one of us is the same, but so often we come into unhealthy habits and ideas and conversations, even cancel culture.
You and I found that we're very good mates.
Are we?
We have very different values, beliefs, lifestyles as well, Renee, but you and I somehow make it work.
Yeah, we haven't cancelled each other yet, but in 2024, we're back each week, every Monday with a new episode exploring topics that society's putting down.
And we would love your help. Download every episode. That does help us. Rate us however you feel. 5 stars is better than 1, but you do you, boo.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's get into sick or icks, Renee. I'm up. You ready for this?
I am ready.
Do you reckon in 2024 I know how the segment works?
Yeah, please, come on.
Well, now you never got to wonder what they're going to pick because this is sick or ick.
All right, the first one is not long ago, actually, a couple of weeks ago, the Queen Mary, you know, just a local from Tasmania in Australia, ended up becoming the Queen of Denmark.
Yep.
How do you feel about monarchies?
Look, the traditionalist in me, yes, there is a little bit in me.
Sick or ick, Renee? Which one?
I'm going to say ick. It's outdated. Ooh. Yeah. I feel like I need to stick to that role. It's off-brand.
Yeah, it is off-brand for you because...
Like,
no,
icky. A bit icky.
But it's like we've spoken about other episodes last year where it's like it's still nice to have some traditions, and I feel like the monarchy is... Weird when you actually break it down, it is. It's still nice
so
to have
outdated.
That. Well, I saw how much it affected people in England. Okay. My grandparents who had the Queen the whole time.
Sure.
And it's like, oh, that actually is quite nice to people, you know?
Yeah. So you think it's sick?
Yeah, I think it's sick. Okay. I like it. Yeah. Cute. Sick or ick, Renee. When you're on holidays,
but going... You just said sick or ick, Renee. I am you're sick.
Going phoneless while on holiday, like without technology.
Like
while on
for
holidays.
How long?
No, like as long as I did.
I would say it's not, it'd have to be ick for me. Like I had one day off my phone.
I'll take it one step further. Going on like an Instagram, what do you call it? Where you
hiatus
nah. For a week.
Do you know what? I've just accepted that Instagram for me is networking. It's also dating. It's also connecting. It's my job. So no, it's ick.
Do you ever feel like it overconsumes though?
Like I've definitely scrolled mindlessly, but at the end of the day, I'm like some of my best networking opportunities have come through Instagram. So thank you.
Yeah. It's a funny one because you obviously go on it way more than me. I get to a point if I have been on for too much, it actually hurts my eyes and I'm like, this is so ick. Like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Okay. So it's an ick for you.
The other thing is, have you seen that show Saltburn on Amazon Prime? Everyone's talking about it.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Watch it.
No, I have no interest.
It's messed up. No, it's so good.
Saltburn, it's going viral, very controversial to everyone who doesn't know it. So you find the movie sick.
Yes.
What about that weird looking actor, Barry Keoghan? Is that how you say his name?
He's not weird looking.
He's
people
different.
Find him very attractive.
What, it's like that serial, he looks like a serial killer.
I find him ick.
Oh, good.
Not just because what he does in the movie, and if you haven't seen it, insane.
I'm sure he's not like that in real life.
Of course
though.
Not, but I just don't find him attractive.
Yeah, good.
I don't know, I just find him a bit icky.
Yeah, he looks like a serial killer.
Okay, well, that's why he's cast. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, well, I haven't seen the movie.
Okay, well, we won't give it away. No
he's
spoilers.
A weirdo. I'm guessing he's a weirdo.
Do you find him sick or ick? Like,
I've
attractive-wise?
Ick. Okay. Creepy. And I can appreciate it, like a good-looking
but
man.
Him as an individual, like as not outside of his role,
no,
I think
ick.
He's silly.
Yeah, no, no. Okay. No, I can appreciate like Brad Pitt, you know, Mark Wahlberg, a good-looking
such
roosters.
A traditionalist, like old school.
Josiah Charles, you know, people like that. Really, really, really good-looking guys. But yeah, no, he's ick.
Okay.
That's girls that have got some sort of weird.
No, let's not diagnose girls.
Yeah, no, you girls are weird if you like him.
Josiah. Yeah. Men might like him too. Nah, them might like him too.
If a they them likes Barry Keoghan, get yourself checked. I don't find him one bit attractive.
No, you cannot say that.
Or she or he.
You
anyone.
Cannot say get yourself checked.
We'll get your yourself, question yourself and say, why do I find him good looking?
Josiah, people might not find Melita attractive, but you do, and that's individual to you.
Everyone finds her attractive.
It's true, she's so hot.
This guy is, he is a, no, you know what? I retract my words. There's a cup of tea for everyone.
Exactly.
There you go.
And you are probably not his cup of tea either.
He's, do you know what? No, I probably wouldn't be.
Yeah. Except
there you go. Let's get him on. Okay. Ask him.
Oh, God, you wish.
Let's get into today's app. What's going on?
Oh, today's app. Look, I want to bring this up because I had a lot of conversations with people over the break. A lot of people in my life aren't married or getting married. I have one friend that's engaged and getting married, and I'm very excited for
her. How old are you?
29. I turned 30 this year. Oh, yeah. Whoa. That's,
what are you doing?
Do you know what? When I was young, I was like, I'm going to be married at 22. I'm going to have kids by 26. You know, in my year 12 school book, I wrote, where do you want to see yourself in 10 years? My answer, married to Prince Charming with a white picket fence.
Now you're on a podcast literally talking about the opposite.
Talking about open relationships, talking about my bisexuality, talking about I would never, not wanting to date a Prince Charming.
Does part of you though go back and go, oh, like, you know, I wish I kind of had a bit of that because it was my dream as a kid? Or
no,
do you just go,
because
nah?
I wanted that because I felt like I never had the perfect family and white picket fence.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. I would be like, daddy issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether now it's like heel issues.
We're going so off topic. Or maybe we're not. But do you think though you wanted that because of, you know, you obviously had a more of a broken home than, you know, how I was raised, which we've spoken about. Do you think that you wanted that white picket fence and maybe you still do, but the way you're living your life, you won't get that?
It's not that I will. I'm not attached to
I'm just
this
not saying,
or that.
Not from a judgment point of view.
I just want to ask you and challenge you. In 2024, we know we're living in a world of alternative relationships. We know we're living in a world of you know, financial stress and pressure. Weddings are expensive. I understand a wedding's come with, you're getting married this year, and it's coming with such a beautiful ceremony and tradition and all these incredible things that make you so happy. But do you have to get married to prove your commitment and love? Like, why marriage?
Do you mean like, okay, so what if I went to a and signed a piece of paper on our own in a room?
Mm-hmm.
That's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have 500 people outdoors with a big WOG wedding like I'm doing. That's also marriage. So are you saying just the signing, like in general, just being married, or are you saying having a big ceremony?
Look, I'm kind of saying both. But what I really think we're going to see shift this year, like even the dating research and surveys were saying coming out of last year, saying people are now dating with no attachment to an outcome. No one's saying, I'm dating now because I want to be in a relationship and get married. People are just dating to date right now. That's what the research is saying. So I actually want to understand, do you genuinely believe to prove your love and commitment to a person, that whether it be a piece of paper or whether it be a big wedding, that that should be the proof?
Eventually, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Well, because why not? Like, what do you, you know, I've had a conversation with someone recently. I was like,
but
hey,
I could say the same. Why? Why do you have to get married? Can't you just trust that you?
You don't. But isn't it nice to commit yourself to someone? Like, that brings,
in the form of a ring?
In a form of a ring, yeah, which symbolizes eternity. So it's almost like, it's, you know, it's symbolic, like I am committing myself to you. So even though you could be just together, and, you know, I know many couples that just stay, you know, it's very popular in New Zealand, actually. It's very common in New Zealand. I know lots of friends and family members that I know of that they just stay together forever and don't get married. It's very, I don't know why, it's something quite cultural over there.
Look, here's where I can probably meet you in the middle. When people say I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, it doesn't sound as legit or formal as when I say my fiance, my wife.
Do you know how good it feels? I can't explain the feeling, and I never thought of it before. Yeah. Like, I always wanted to get married, always wanted to get engaged. When Melita and I got engaged, just, it, I don't know, because I'm not an insecure person at all. You know that. Like, I'm not secure.
Far from it.
Yeah, I'm so secure in who I am. But without realizing it, it was like when we got engaged, it was like this added security. I don't know what it was. It was like, it was a really nice feeling. And I think anyone in a happy, you know, engaged or married couple would probably understand that feeling that I meant. It was like that next step. It was like this extra commitment.
Mm.
It's like, that's it. Like, it's you and me.
But that extra commitment for you came as an empowering thing. For some people, it could come as an overwhelming thing or a bad thing.
But maybe you shouldn't be doing it then. And don't get me wrong, you have thoughts. You're like, well, this is the rest. You know, I'm not saying like, it's like, this is the rest of my life. Because you don't get married to get divorced, do you? You shouldn't.
Well, not really. You would want to hope not.
And maybe people, that's why they don't. Maybe they are scared of that commitment.
But I would just say, in 2024, in the society that we live in, does marriage, is it necessary?
It depends on your circumstances in your relationship, so not for everyone.
Maybe for me also, when you look at marriage, it's a very religious-based thing. That's where it really came from, right? Mm. And you know, people at that point in their lives, or some people still are awaiting to have sex once they get married, which, credit to you, to move into each other's houses. Back in the day, it was like this big thing. You get given a microwave, you get given... Now it's so far from that. I'm not against marriage, but I just question whether it is necessary still.
It depends on yourself. Honestly, for me, it gives you something to look forward to. Mm. And I find even for your partner as well, like as a guy, yeah. I think it's important to always give something from a leader to go. Otherwise, you just, you know, you can be in a relationship. And I had this conversation recently with someone and I was like, well, what are you doing? You've been together for a few years now. Sure. What's next? Like, what are you planning? Are you just going to keep doing this forever and wait for a baby to pop up or wait for her to propose? Or are you going to go, no, why am I dating this person? Yeah. Is there a reason? And start to plan towards that. Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to get engaged overnight.
Yeah.
But just go, you know what? I do love you. I am committed to you in the next couple of years.
Sure.
It takes a relationship to this next level. I feel if you can somehow make your relationship go to that next level without that, you know, all power to you. I couldn't personally do it. I'm so excited for my wedding. I'm so excited to commit for the rest of my life to her. Maybe that is the traditionalist in me. Sure. Like we spoke about in Sicarik, the monarchy before.
Does any part of you have any concerns or fear around commitment for life?
No.
Really?
That's the only reason I've dated girls before.
And you've thought if we were to get engaged or married that...
Yeah, it was just something blocking going, you know, like as soon as I met Melita... It was like, you've got to enjoy dating. You have to enjoy dating.
Yeah.
But then
you guys pretty quickly got engaged. Like
because we both knew. Yeah, in a year, we knew. We just knew, which I haven't had that. I've had, you know, in the past, you go, maybe.
Thoughts on people getting remarried?
As in divorce and then remarried? Or you recommit yourself 10 years later, have like one of those ceremonies that people have.
But if someone gets divorced and has previously been married.
Oh, to someone else, and then you get mean? Sorry, I thought you meant with the same partner. No. All power to you, I guess.
And do you think it's appropriate that they say again till death do us part if they've already done that?
Yeah, it's a funny one because has that lost meaning? And is it a thing in Western culture? Because I think I've mentioned it before. There's something like in Australia, America, England, Canada, or New Zealand, 60% of marriages end up in divorce, which is such a wild stat. It is very common now. When I was in primary school, there was like the one kid with the divorced parents. Mm-hmm. Now it's probably 80% of the class. Mm-hmm. Whereas you go to countries like, you know, where we're from, Montenegro, Albania, certain countries like that, a lot of more cultural, we don't have as much culture, you know, here, the more cultural countries, the divorce rate, something like 10%. It's very rare.
I mean, it's hard to know. Like, you think about there would have been a huge spike in divorces over the pandemic.
Definitely.
Obviously, they're saying that in 2022 in Australia, after the pandemic, it rose. Marriages rose.
Wow. Do you reckon it's like people buying pets? Remember everyone bought a dog in COVID?
But only over just over half a percentage of marriages, like people are married in Australia.
I tell you what that is as well. Like COVID kind of said to me, just like go for it. Like it's one, you know, you get locked down. You're like, well, life is too short.
Yeah.
So Melita and I, you know, I was just like,
I don't know. I'm open to be challenged on this because I think like I would like to get married.
I can see you getting married. I can see you going.
I love a party. I love a celebration. I love speeches. I love weddings. But I'm so excited for your wedding.
I've got to challenge you on this.
Wait,
though.
Am I invited?
We'll see. We'll see. We're just counting out numbers at the moment. We've got a capacity.
Excuse me, it's a WOG wedding. Aren't you having like 2,000 people?
We've got a capacity of 500. I'm not sure if you make the list or not.
Oh, God.
You're in. I want to challenge you on this, though.
Sure.
For you to think you might want that one day, do you think your lifestyle, which we've spoken about in different episodes and stuff like that, could make it harder to achieve that? And until you change your lifestyle, or do you think you might just meet someone?
But like changing my lifestyle is like asking me to change my identity or sexuality, and I don't think I can do it. So like it does concern me that like I am open to be monogamish, but I will never be able to be like, you are the only one for me. It gives me anxiety to think that I will sleep with only one person for the rest of my life. And not from like a selfish sexual point of view, just more of like, that's a lot of commitment that I don't know if I can do.
Is that because you haven't met the one though? Because you might meet someone that sweeps you off your feet and go, that's all I want. Because that's what I've found with Melita.
No, but I also think I'm a human being with like sexual attractions to both parties.
Yes, I understand.
And also
that's
you have
you.
To act on that. But I also, why suppress a part of my identity that is so strong?
Well, that's what I was about to say.
So I'm probably not the most marriageable person. Like people might look at me and be like, you're hard to marry. And I'm like, well, yeah, I am. but I'm still open to getting married. Doesn't mean that I have to miss out just because I'm bi.
I was about to ask what you almost answered. It's not a selfish thing.
It's not
selfish, but it is making yourself harder to get married if that's what you want. But I feel like it's a decision. If you want to make it, you've got to be open to that, and you have to find someone that also is open to how you feel and are. They
but
might
I've
be
had like nightmares about people like trying to marry me or ask me out, or, like ask me to be engaged to them.
And
I'm
issues?
Like, no, it's not commitment issues because like when I'm a lover, I'm a fucking lover. I'm all in. Like I love them. I just think with the way society is going, I don't know if marriage is what it actually at its core represents.
No, it has lost what it was. Yeah. And I would love for it to come back.
So what traditional elements of a wedding do you love? You love the commitment?
I love the commitment. I love that you get to share. Like, I want to share. I have such a good life. I want to share it with someone.
Same. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. I love that.
Yeah. That's probably the biggest thing. And unknowingly, it's that security as well. I didn't know I needed that.
But you come from quite traditional, Albanian backgrounds. How do they see marriage?
Well, even both sides. My mum's, from England as well. Both
sides. So what does marriage look like for you guys?
Well, I feel like...
It's important for your families for you guys to get married?
Definitely as well. But you don't do it for the parents. So you do it for yourselves first, right?
Who's paying? Can we talk about that?
I'll tell you off air. Now, Melita and I are saving up lots of money.
Oh, okay, after that ring, you got no money, honey.
Seriously. There is a lot of saving going on. Both sides, you don't never do anything for your parents, but you also like to have them involved with it as well.
I just think we're going to see a rise in alternative relationships. We already are.
Oh, we are, yeah.
And I think it's really cool and empowering that people aren't dating out. And also that, like, women have a choice. Like, back in the day, I would have gotten married to a man probably for the sake of financial security and just security in general. Now it's like, cool, I can earn my own money. I don't have to fit this role of being the wife. My fear is that if I got married, I'd slip into this, like, domesticated wife role, and I don't want that.
Well, it depends. That's the thing, though, because Melita doesn't mind that more. She's very independent as well, but she does. No, she enjoys, she openly says, she loves cooking. Like, that's her passion, I help out with the cleaning. That, you could say, was modern compared to 50 years ago. But how society is changing is, look at you, for example. Just because you're like that doesn't mean the person you're going to meet is a real traditionalist person that wants this and that. That probably won't match up with how you are. Whereas Melita and I, both our upbringings and our family morals and values are quite similar. This is probably why we're a good match, because we understand it.
So if
you need someone that understands you.
Sure. And if you're so aware of the divorce rates, which you said you are, people are getting divorced left, right and center. How does that change your opinion on marriage? Like, should less people be getting married?
I don't want to. There's certain reasons if something happens, there's absolutely reasons.
Because I just want to say, if you are getting married to please someone else, to tick a box, to band-aid a solution to something that's going on, or just because the other person wants it, don't. And
no,
if you are someone that is just wanting to get married for the sake of the show of it, or because it's going to make you feel like more in love with yourself. Like, how many, and unfortunately, a lot of it does come down to women because traditionally they're the ones that get proposed to. How many girls are just like, oh, I'm just waiting for him to propose to me? If he ain't proposing to you and that's something you really want and value, he ain't your man.
No, I'll meet you in the middle on what you said before about, don't do it for others, because then you're getting married for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
You have to get right for the right. It has to be based on
but
just
your
love.
But how many guys
have
you seen just propose just to people please and keep her happy?
That happens
happy
a lot.
Happy life, happy life.
Which is probably why the divorce rate is so
high.
Yes. There's also the other side where I reckon people are opting out too easily as well.
Unless you know it's such a fuck yes, I really don't see marriage happening.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing is, like, it's like that conversation I said before I had with someone I know, is the other thing is, though, if you do have too much of that mentality, you just keep putting it off.
Okay.
And it doesn't stop.
This
and then you're all of a sudden 50 and single.
I haven't also proposed to someone. What are your thoughts on women proposing to males?
Nah, that's ick.
What?
Yeah, you should have brought that up in cigarette.
This is not sick or ick. This is 2024.
I'd tell Melita to get up. Pass the ring to me. I'll do it. It's like the surname thing I said. There's certain things that are just nice in society. If she wants to propose, it depends on your relationship. Some people, guys.
So she's just gone out and spent $10,000 on a ring for you, and you're saying get up?
Yeah. Well, do you know, if you're in a relationship where the girl is more dominant, maybe that works for you. Whereas if Melita proposed to me, it would just
do
be.
Do you see me proposing
I would burst
to someone
out
one
laughing.
Day?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Look, I'm really good at planning surprises.
You
so
would.
Hypothetically, if I was going to get married, it's probably going to be me to do it.
I 100% can see you proposing
to a
bloke.
See, but
then
a part of me is also like, I would want that to happen. I want them to do that to me.
That's
so
right.
Maybe
yeah.
I do have a traditionalist in me.
You do. You just
got
to figure out.
Do you know
me? You do. You definitely have it in you. You just have this other side as well.
I know. How do I have it all?
Well, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with either. I just think it's figuring out. And in no time as well, you're 29, which, you know, back in the day, you know, you're old to get married, was now you're still young. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Time. But yeah, I think the art of marriage is losing what it was.
Mm.
But I can say it depends how you are. I can't wait to have that feeling.
See, I would be happy to get married without the legal documentation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd be happy to do the big party and do the ring and have fun.
Well, we met up with...
But I don't want to say till death do us part.
We met up with the bloke marrying us, and you have to sign. I didn't know how official it is, right?
Yeah.
So before we officially sign the documents on the day, you have to sign these pre-documents that get sent to the government in Canberra in Australia, like the federal government.
Jesus.
That then they sign them. They send them back to officially sign on your date. I was like, this is so formal. Yeah. Like, it's not just, you don't just do it for Instagram. This is a real legal thing.
How many people out there do you reckon have put pen to paper and been like, I don't want to do this? If you're listening and you have done that, or you know someone that's done that, slide into our DMs discreetly.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah.
Because we will.
100% that would happen a lot.
100%. It's too far gone. Like, at what point is it too far gone to pull out? Like, day of? Do you reckon that's happened?
Yeah, 100% it has.
Really?
Definitely it has.
See, I would support anyone and everyone to pull out, even if you're having second thoughts.
Have you heard those stories of, like, on the wedding day, like, blokes running off with the bridesmaids and blah, blah, blah? Like, that stuff happens. And,
they get painted as the worst people, which is not great, but I would support anyone to pull out at any point. If you're having second thoughts.
Unless,
this is sounding really sexual. Just pull out, please.
It takes a lot of planning for a wedding, though. Yeah. Maybe do it. I've heard stories of, like, someone finding out their partner's cheating and they let everything happen. Like, I don't know how you could do this. And then on the wedding day when they do the till death do us part, that's when they get up.
If we were a bit more open to nom-nongish relationships, this cheating thing wouldn't be so bad. They'd be together.
We're getting along all right this year, you and I. Really? Like, I thought this would tear us apart, but I meet you in the middle on some parts. You're a bit softer in 2024.
Really?
So yeah.
Maybe I'm just tired.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, 2024, is marriage still necessary? I would say no.
I would say definitely. If it's right for you, you've got to go
this
for it.
This is exactly as we
thought.
Don't
put it off. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening. We loved having that conversation. Oh, did we? But we do love you guys, our listeners. So please like, subscribe, download that bloody episode.
Yeah, we love your help. It does help us out as well. And you know what? Flick us a message. We've got socials as well. Just search Josiah and Renee or In the Middle of the Podcast.
Absolutely. We'd love to get you involved in our conversations. Until next week when we are back in your ears, don't forget to clean them out. Because that's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. 3 p.m. next Monday. We'll speak to you then.